WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is a story of an artist and his dog, or dogs. Dogs who are now among contemporary art's most famous models. William Wegman is an artist who has immortalized his dogs in photographs, paintings, and videos. He has dressed them in human clothes and posed them in scenes that wryly comment on contemporary life and art history. Wegman's most famous dog models, Man Ray and Fay Wray, have both passed on, but he turned Fay Wray's offspring into models. Wegman's art has been shown in museums around the world. Now he writes about his art and his dogs in his new book, Puppies. I spoke with Wegman in 1990. He told me that he got his pet dog, Man Ray, in 1970, at about the same time he started pursuing photography. I asked William Wegman about his first picture of Man Ray.
The photograph was a sock and a dog on the bed, and they both looked alike. So I first photographed him just as another thing around the house, and since he was sleeping so much, I'd plant things on him, for instance, alligators and stuffed squirrels, just props, things like that.
Did you ever wish that Man Ray could have looked at the art and really appreciated what was happening in it and how he was being used?
I really do think of him as a collaborator with me. I know that he was really aware that we were making things, not maybe that first month, but soon afterwards. He knew that we were going here to do photographs or videotapes, and that it wasn't just like playing ball or going to the beach.
When you started doing your photography and using your dog Man Ray in the pictures, this was a period when a lot of artists were beginning to use themselves as art and themselves as the subject of their art. Did you see yourself as using Man Ray instead of yourself during that period?
I couldn't really afford assistance at the time, so I used myself and things around the house. And one of the troubling things about using yourself is, first of all, you don't really have a kind of distance to see what you look like. And it's kind of obnoxious, I think, after a while to be putting yourself on television. Using the dog really helped to work around that basic complaint of mine.
Do you think you went through different Man Ray periods?
Definitely.
Yeah, what are the different periods?
Well, we had a blue period that lasted one day. I guess the first pictures he was used more as a space modulator. His pointing abilities and just standing still. And the later period, he was more of a character actor as he lost his great figure. I started to cover him up.
You also have posed him in some very classical poses and settings.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give an example of that?
I know that I was rather schizophrenic about how I thought of him. I wanted to keep him very noble, but I wanted to do these other things too. And I think when I turned him into a frog, he still somehow got some nobility behind that, other than when he's like this Indian chief in a canoe, which
yeah,
is rather...
Right.
It's powerful.
It's a very kind of classic American painting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the dog's in a canoe, and there's mountains behind him, and the sky is kind of overcast, and he has a very noble look on his face, and he's wearing an Indian headdress.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that might be one of the last photographs, that I might just send him off into that body of water without a paddle and then drive back to New York. It was near the end.
Oh, this was 1981. Was he sick then?
Well, he died in 81 or 82, so about 8 months after that. And towards the end of his life, I did think that each one might be the last series of collaborations. The very last pictures are rather touching and rather personal, too. They're the close-up portraits, the big heads, you might say. Some project a kind of posthumous look to them where he looks like a Roman coin, like Julius Caesar or maybe JFK. Other times he looks kind of like an old, worn-out pet and rather deeply human or deeply canine, I guess.
Were you ever worried that your sense of humor and playfulness with how you used Man Ray would be seen as too frivolous in the art world?
That's a huge question and not a very funny one. But some people, when I first moved to New York, said to me quite immediately, I hate humor in art. And in a way, I agree with him. I don't like humor in art either. It's generally pointed out to be something rather trite. And I remember teachers pointing to Paul Klee and like the twittering machines as being examples of humor in art, and Alexander Calder. I think both are very fine artists, but they're not really funny like, say, a really great comic is funny. So the parallels of art and humor were a little suspect, I think.
Well, do you think of your work as having humor in it?
I think it's pretty hilarious half the time. One of my art dealers said, some of your work is funny and some of it is not so funny. And I think that's true. I mean, if it was funny, I didn't rule it out. And if it was not funny, I didn't rule it out, because that wasn't the only thing going for it.
Well, you've even had some of your work shown on the David Letterman show.
Mm-hmm.
What did that do to your prices? I'm really curious about that. Did they go up or what?
I don't think Letterman had much to do with that. I think that the early Saturday Night Live people,
oh, sure,
I was working
right.
With them, and I think that was an era where it was very exciting for artists to work, to get beyond and outside the gallery or museum or the usual art situations. It was really exciting until we achieved that, and then it was just another thing. So right now it seems to be just another thing, but in the early 70s it was a new frontier.
Was there a period in the late 60s or early 70s where you felt a lot of artists were taking themselves too seriously?
I think especially in video that became a problem, because it was hard to, no one was telling you when to turn it off, you know, just okay, enough. When you're on real TV, you have a producer and a director saying you're off the air or stop, but a lot of performance and video artists in the early 70s just let the machine go on too long, I think, and I hope I was really careful about that, or I was very sensitive about that.
After your dog Man Ray died, you later got another dog, a female of the same breed,
mm-hmm.
And you named her Fay Ray, and you've been using her in photographs since. Did you feel guilty at first, like you would be perceived as trying to replace Man Ray, who you were so close to?
I didn't get another dog that I worked with for 4 years after Man Ray, so it wasn't the day afterwards. And I didn't work with Fay for one whole year because I didn't want to do that. I was especially careful not to do that. I really thought it was over. But one day I just decided to see what it felt like. And it felt great. It felt like I was really denying myself a basic pleasure and right, and that's to photograph a dog. Suddenly I realized who I was for a moment.
It seems to me you're really working with the gender differences between Man Ray and Fay Ray. You know, there's one shot of Fay Ray where she has her claws painted with red Revlon nail polish, and you've got her posed in gowns and exotic clothes.
There's a slight misunderstanding here. There was a piece called Fay Ray where I painted Man Ray's toenails red.
Oh.
But that's
well, you
me...
are gender bending.
But yes, Fay is also much... She's got a whole different shape than Man Ray. I really used Man Ray at the Polaroid studio with those large format pictures when he was 9 years old. And, of course, Fay was 1 year old when I first brought her there. So I was using a young, very thoroughbred-looking, healthy dog as opposed to an aging character actor to the studio.
You know, now that I mention it, I'm remembering that the Fay Ray, where it's a Man Ray who's posed and his claws are painted red, it's actually F-E-Y because, you know, he's Fay with the nail polish on.
That's
so
right.
I forgot about that little pun in there. I should have remembered that.
That was, in fact, the first color Polaroid I took of Man Ray, and I had never used color before, so I used it in a very self-conscious way as a black background with a gray dog and just the smallest amount of red introduced in a literal way.
Well, let me get back to the subject of gender,
mm-hmm.
and posing your dogs. Do you feel like you're using their gender differently?
Oh, I definitely am, and I'm also using what I mentioned before is their age differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of having had Man Ray pass away of their mortality. So I know that a 1986 picture when Fay was very young can never be redone again, and that was when she had maximum flexibility. And And I think right now she's looking even more feminine, but in a matriarchal way, because she had a litter of puppies. And she's filled out. She looks like a wonderful wild animal and a mother at the same time. This is a strange combination.
A few years ago, back in 1985, you started painting again.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you give up painting in the first place?
Well, in the 60s, painting was dead. You wouldn't be caught doing it. If you were making a painting, you would call it a wall piece. So I didn't want to be caught dead doing that. It was just not really there. As a young, arrogant grad student, I gave up painting in 1966 and went on to do, after wall pieces, I did floor pieces, outdoor pieces, and floating things down the river pieces, and then finally video and photography. So that was my route there.
Well, did you ever have the impulse to paint, even though it wasn't maybe so hip at the time to be doing it?
Well, I think actually when I started painting again in 85, it was more as though the type of paintings that I was doing right before I went to art school as a juvenile or as a, my 10 and 12-year-old paintings of cowboys and Indians and pirate scenes. So I was kind of skipped art education to pick up where I left off at age 12.
When you started painting again, did you feel like you had any technique left? Did you feel like you remembered how to paint?
Oh, I did in a way, but in retrospect, I didn't really. I mean, my first paintings I did, I said, hey, these are great. I really know how to do this. But by next year, I realized that I didn't. So I kind of marched through my techniques pretty quickly.
What got you involved in art in the first place?
I think I just ruled out every other thing by having such bad grades in high school, and I needed an A, and I took art. And my art teacher said, you're really talented. You should go to art school. And so I did, and it just kind of really changed my life. Art was really important to me as a child, but as a teenager, I was more interested in sports and didn't see myself going to Canada to play hockey for the Canadians, so... I took up art instead without knowing really what it was.
William Wegman, recorded in 1990. His dog, Fay Wray, passed away in 1995. Wegman has a new book about his art and his dogs called Puppies.